innercitygeeks.net. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the InterCity Geeks Podcast. This is episode 197. It's Steve here. And joining me today, I have Brian.
Hey.
I got Alex.
I love how we just
Yeah. That's how I do it, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Everyone could just see us. We fumble as well, gentlemen.
I didn't hear what you just said, but okay.
Not fumble, ladies and gentlemen. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
No, like, way to start. Like, you know, like, what episode is...
Yeah. yeah. That's how you have to do it. You know, you gotta. You gotta let them know, like, yo, this is the episode that you're listening to. You're not listening to 196 or, what, like, 198, because 198 we haven't done yet. But.
That's in the future.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a future cast. It's, like, a now.
And then,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had, like, a speak, you know, thing for a second.
Yeah. Seems like you're breaking up a lot, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'm gonna refine. Hold on a sec.
He's breaking up with our podcast.
Right? So we will continue.
Yeah.
So it's good, Brian. How you been, man?
Tired, very tired. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just hanging in there. Trying not to go too crazy with this whole corona bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Luckily, like, you know, WrestleMania's still on.
Are they going to have crowds?
It's supposedly sold out at the moment. So okay. It's still 3 weeks away. So there's still plenty of time for them to just be like, okay. I mean, it may not be as crowded, or it may be, or I don't know. They have to figure that shit out. They said supposedly until it's still on until next week when they get like a better figure of how things are going out here. Because out here, it's not bad at all. Actually, like there's only in the entire state of Florida, there's only like 19 cases of it or whatever, and five of them are in Tampa.
Well, that's also you have. Everything else in Florida, so you don't have to worry about Corona.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have whatever's on that website from that episode from last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, the best meme I saw was the Floridian cops are telling anybody, they're asking for anybody with meth to let them test it for them.
Oh, yeah, that's the best
one. Yeah, that's great. It's like,
insert meth here.
Yeah, it's like, can you really be that stupid? Oh, wait, you can.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking great.
Really is.
Yeah, but it's cool. Like, it's been one of those crazy ass weeks or whatever. Of course, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for some reason, my manager's been out all fucking week.
Oh.
Yeah, like she doesn't have, to my knowledge, she doesn't have anything from what she told me on Monday. She was like, oh yeah, my back hurts. And then she was just like, yeah. Then she was like, okay, I'm going to be in pain on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, she was like, I'm going to go to the doctor. And then haven't heard anything since then. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm just going to run the show here, right? Why not?
Yeah, why not? Right. Like, I know, you know, working in the alcohol industry, it's like people are stocking up, man. Like, it is, it has been as busy at work as it would normally be during like Thanksgiving weekend. which is one of the busiest times in alcohol sales. So, like, I mean, what can I say? I'm, you know, prescribing you a bottle of, you know, red or white or bubbly or a clear or dark liquid to help disinfect your insides.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the best way to do it. That's the best way.
You know, it's not traditional Western medicine. It's, you know, it's that new gen stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my question to you, like the Spanish, like Halloween to like, right, like that big deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yeah. If you look at it, Halloween is all about the, so my holiday season starts in October. Like Halloween is one of the busiest times because, what should I call it? Like,
Halloween,
it's everybody going to parties. Yeah. And then, you know, like after doing all my like paperwork and managerial stuff, it's like, then you have November and then it's more of everything. And then it's like, you have, everything leading into Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then New Year's. And then, you know, it's slow in January, but, yeah, now it's this thing and it's like, really, it's like the holiday. It's that crazy.
Well, that's pretty cool. At least you know you're making money. That's
yeah, I mean, part. I like the fact that the store is making profit. I think that's fantastic. But this is not the way I wanted to see the store grow, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I feel you.
Yeah. And like
panic?
Yeah. It's insane. You say the word pandemic and then people come running in like it's the end of the world.
As we know it.
And I feel fine. So with this whole thing, I saw a meme earlier that had Bane from The Dark Knight Rises. And it was like, wore a mask, wanted to quarantine, cancel sporting events. Root of the problem was a bat. He's like, you were right. You were right, Bane. We apologize.
Now, one of the things that like kind of threw me off this whole week, I guess, or whatever, was the whole fucking the biggest thing that happened other than the fucking virus and shit was the whole fucking Sarah Palin being on fucking The Masked Singer.
I saw that, but I don't watch it, so
I don't either. But it showed up on my Twitter feed, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Dude, I saw it last night with my because that's one of her favorite shows. And wait, hold on. Right when she took off the mask and her was like, "Fuck it,
dude." Seeing her do the fucking,
you know, she does this one. So when she's time, it's just like, yo, we're our legs are, man, like, you know, like, what is this? But it's,
yeah, it was fucking cool. It was a really cool fucking performance. I'm not gonna lie, like, the fact that she's doing I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie.
So Baby Got Back a Lot.
Yeah, I know that's what it's called, but I don't want it to say I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie.
Brothers Can't Deny.
Yeah, exactly. It was fucking great. It was actually really fucking entertaining and really fucking cool. I was like, okay, I can dig it. Yeah, but all the memes with the fucking, one of my favorite ones is seeing Rocky with the fucking, going, "Yo, Adrian, I got it."
Oh yeah, with the toilet paper.
Yeah, yeah, that was the best.
My favorite meme was, so it was the section where all the plays and there's the stack of, so like, you know, like a toilet paper, and it's so the better choice.
Well, the one that I saw was really funny is that infamous dog that has like that, you know, type of face, and the joke was, you want to hear a joke about the coronavirus? You won't get it.
Yeah.
No? Face. Yeah. No, dude.
And like, it's just a close up of him like winking.
Yep, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Alex, what's good, dude?
So apparently, the school that's right at J Block, whatever, students apparently got it. So now that school is cool. And then Intel closed another right next to us as well. Yeah. And of all during my week off.
Of course. That's the best part of it.
That's the way it goes.
So, yeah. It made me laugh. I'm just like, people are reacting to this. But you know what? I get the concern. I just really think that people are a little too crazy with it.
Yes.
A little bit.
Just a little.
Yes. But yeah, the one thing that it's more now is that I've been home for the week, right? After all this news broke out and everything, more ambulances like here and there. So I'm just thinking like either someone acting, someone under you like, oh, another one.
Yeah. Well, because the thing is, like New York actually has like the most people or whatever, according to whatever it says or whatever, has the most people with that shit. So it's understandable why there would be so many fucking ambulances and shit around.
Oh yeah.
And the other thing was that now that from what I got, like, you know, word from my job, a lot of the people working from home. So he was like saying it's slowly becoming around. He was like, you know, still to work, but not as much as done because, well, you know.
Right, but that's only for people that can work from home.
Right.
Like for people like you and I, we can't obviously work from home because our shit is basically doing shit at the fucking site.
Yeah. We have to hands on.
I mean, I can't work at home.
Right, exactly.
You know, like I'm the guy supplying all the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least with you, the thing is this, like, let's say someone comes in that looks a little under the, right? You could just be like, I got high proof alcohol, so I could just rub my spine.
Hmm. I'll just lube up my insides.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sit back, glug.
Yeah.
But yeah. But other than that, I totally worry and all that stuff, but people are taking it like they go overboard with it. Especially, I've seen pictures and they sent me like when they go to and certain, you know, like supplies are low. And I'm just like, I don't think it's that severe.
Yeah, no, that's what Brian and I were saying. Like, it's we don't think it's that serious, but it happens. I understand. I get it.
I think
the other thing that was hilarious, when with the governor, he announced the new cheaper hand. I think it was NYS Clean or whatever. It was like, oh man, now we got new hand sanitizer.
Well, I actually heard from multiple people saying that they're making hand sanitizer in prisons now instead of license plates.
That's what they're making.
It's like with a bottle of, like, they're using bottles of Everclear.
So the difference with this apparently is that the is a little bit higher, so you know that, because I think what is the minimum they said that could be in sanitizer is I think it's 60 or something like that. Apparently this one has like,
okay,
yeah,
and I don't know if you remember from the past that, you know, kids that want to get fucked up that are stupid chug hand sanitizer. So I was like, well, at least you know the New York stuff is that much stronger. So if you're stupid, go right ahead.
True, yeah.
Yeah. Or it's like in, what was it, John Oliver, where he had the thing a couple of weeks ago, and it was like that people are buying bleach and gurgling with it. Oof, I'm like, these are the same people that probably chewed on Tide.
Yeah, on Tide Pods and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta keep your mouth clean.
Yeah. Not we don't need toothbrushes and toothpaste. We need Tide Pods and shit.
I know. It's fucking, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh well.
Uh-huh.
It's sad. What's sad too is that also like pretty much almost all professional sports is basically done too.
Yeah. Like everything.
No MLB, no basketball, no hockey. Nothing.
Like basketball including March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer too.
Yeah, and the soccer too.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's still surviving is wrestling.
And even when it's rumored that, you know, like, well, you spoke about it earlier. I think outside of that, you know, that they're trying to see what's up with, or they decide to cancel it or post, you know, another date.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, I mean, like, what is...
That would be difficult because like, Raymond James Stadium, where they're having it, is one of the, probably one of the busiest stadiums outside of fucking, like, the regular season shit, the regular football season and stuff. So, like, there's a lot of shit always going on there. So,
yeah. I don't know if you apparently that got canceled too.
Who got canceled?
E3.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, E3. Yeah, okay. E3's
the Emerald City Comic Con as well.
Mm-hmm.
So much fucking shit.
It's insane.
Yeah. And like, there's a few more things that we'll be talking about in a little bit when we get into geek shit too.
Oh, I mean, like, convention. Yeah. I actually got from Anime NY, you know, the whole thing saying, like, since even though that event is in and people are kind of with this, you know, scare, they're just saying too early to determine. Postpone that too. It's like, yeah, because what is it that they said end of all this? Only that before they, you know, be like maybe months before things get back to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were saying like, you know, with something like this, within 4 weeks things can slowly start getting back. So I was like,
yeah, things will slowly get back into the normal and chilling. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, to be with all the news right now, they're really focusing on trying to find the cute stuff, right? Like, they'll find it. Like, and besides, isn't the whole thing that people have been like, they just get this, that's it. But it's just something because it takes out young kids and mostly seniors.
It'll happen to pretty much anybody, not just old people and young people.
No, but I'm talking like, you know, the scare of death of that apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it, like I said, it can happen to anybody. The death part can happen to anybody.
Absolutely.
It just happens to be that's the only ones that actually do wind up happening. And so it the only thing that matters is that the reason that a lot of people are dying, period, is because they have like weak immune systems.
Yeah.
It's technically, like, if you really think about it, it's like a really, really, really bad flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those are all the symptoms that you're getting is all flu-like symptoms. So.
Say, like, if you want to do a public service, you go, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what, even if we get past this or whatever, we're all going to die eventually.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
But then, you know, then right there, where we'd be like, oh my God, he's still... Oh, no, it's factual. If this doesn't get, if this gets you something else, will feel better now.
It's more so the economy. How do we bounce back?
Yeah,
that's the worrisome part to me. Not
because what sucks. Like, I'm a huge fan of comedy. We're all fans of comedy and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much all the comedians have canceled. Well, not they didn't cancel, but the clubs have canceled pretty much everybody's dates for the next, like, 2 months.
Yeah, it's like for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. Which is fucking insane, because now none of them have fucking jobs.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the smaller bands that are out, like, some of the bands that we've actually, like, that I focus on the show don't have regular jobs anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's because one of the girls that actually in the band, the Machinist, the lead singer.
Yeah.
Her day job is at fucking Webster Hall.
Oh shit.
And she's like, I got laid off from fucking my job at Webster Hall. Like, I can't do shit anymore other than fucking do music. And they're not planning on doing anything right now. So she's like, yeah, now I'm poor. Or like a lot of the comedians that I've noticed, like a lot of them are like, yo, like, of course they're like joking around, but they're like, yeah, I'm going to start selling fucking like feet pics for $1 each.
Yeah, this is fucking outrageous.
Yeah. It's fucking insane.
You really are. Now you're going to get like a boom of Patreon. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. It's tons of Patreons, tons of fucking OnlyFans.
Well, the best thing I heard, and my sister put this up on Facebook, and I was laughing alongside my friend about it. The new term for coronavirus is boomer remover.
Yeah, I like that. I saw that earlier too. Yeah,
and my sister's all like, "That's not funny." I'm like, "Yeah, it is." I didn't tell her that, but I'm like, "Yeah, it's funny."
It's funny. It's funny as fuck, actually.
The name of this episode, not remover.
We should call it boomer remover.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, boomer.
Yeah. So I guess we can start doing some shit like we usually do. Like the last few episodes.
Yeah, so let's figured, you know, now that we're now known as like a news podcast versus like what we normally do.
I know.
Yeah.
Like previously.
We just announced the ICG pandemic report.
Right, exactly.
You know, like the
no, can't do that. We'll get sued.
No, we won't.
All right, right.
Okay, do like, you know, just change.
Add something, so you know, just in case.
Exactly, I got you.
It's all good. Pandemic.
Well, as long as it's not a birdemic, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, apparently. More people now than ever are watching Contagion.
Well, yeah, duh. I would have been doing the same thing too if I really felt a fuck about that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Man, they're watching that. I was watching House of Corpses and Devil's Rejects. Oh, well. Yeah. I guess I was in the wrong boat.
Oh.
No, I don't know the boat, but I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, like we've been doing the last few weeks, we've been doing a list from the rankings from ranker.com. And I figured why not do another one this week and I make it a little bit different. Possibly something that'll be easier for you guys.
Okay.
Possibly. I could be completely wrong.
Probably.
But maybe this is actually going to be a good one because this list is actually has like 176,000 votes on it, and it basically goes for funniest 80s movies. So the top 10 funniest 80s movies is what we're going to be doing right now.
Okay,
this one seems small. Way to go, brother.
Yeah, I know. That's why I chose it. Cause I was like, fuck it, why not?
Why not?
Maybe you guys will actually get one this time.
Remember, only one?
Last time.
I know, you did. You got a couple good ones in the horror one.
I got, like, so, was it number one and two?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because he was probably reading the list.
All right, so
fuck you for implying that I Houston Astro this.
All right, so let's start with Brian this time.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. So the top 10 comedies of the 80s. Or comedy. Hmm.
Top 10 comedies of the 80s.
Or the funniest 80s movies.
Okay. I'm going to say The Breakfast Club.
That is on the list, but it is not in the top 10.
Okay.
Alex, what you got, dude?
I'm going to go with my favorite ones for Navy, Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is on the list, but it is not in the top 10. Spaceballs is actually number 13.
What a number.
I know. It's the best number ever.
Right?
Yep. Brian, what you got?
Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money. What could be on that list? This is a hard one.
They're funny movies in the 80s. Good ones too.
Let's see. I'm doubting Back to the Future is on that list.
You're doubting it?
I'm doubting it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
And it is on the list. It is actually number 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ha ha, he wanted to hear his mom.
That one actually has like 2,000 votes for the number 4 spot.
Interesting.
Yeah. Alex, what's yours? What do you got?
Ghostbusters?
That is not in the top 10, but it is number 14. So you gave us 13 and 14. Look at that.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's like every week now he's gonna get the two in a row, whether it be
on the list or not. It's not quite the top 10 this time.
Alex, what's the next one, dude?
Well, Alex just went.
Brian, dude.
I said Brian. My bad.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Caddyshack.
Oh, good job. That is number 6.
Okay.
Way to go, dude. Good call.
Thank you.
You get the golf clap.
Alex, what's yours now?
National Christmas Vacation.
You said Christmas Vacation?
He said Christmas.
Yes, that is on the list in the top 10. That is number 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Funny. That rest his soul's favorite holiday movie.
It's a great fucking movie.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess we'll do one more round. Brian, what you got?
I'm going to say Coming to America.
Ooh.
Good one, brother. Good one.
That is a very great one. That is number 7.
Okay.
It's very, very good. Alex, what's your last one?
I want to say Revenge of
the... Ooh. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Honorable mention, Police Academy.
Police Academy is number 11. But the Rapey Revenge of the Nerds is not on the list from what I see so far.
The Rapey Revenge of the Nerds. I love that new title.
Dude, if you really look, I was like, Lewis, this guy's girlfriend, to, you know, into unconsexual.
Yeah.
So I guess since he was that good, makes it okay.
Yeah.
I mean, today, that should be a Me Too movement.
Oh, most. You know, definitely.
Like, he tricked her into having sex. He raped her.
Yeah. It wasn't even a trick. He had Helen on the entire time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was number 28. It is on the list, but it's number 28. But yeah, it's very, very, very problematic for nowadays for people. So.
Yeah. Like, what is one of your favorite comedies? Revenge of the Nerds.
Go to HR, sir.
You know
what? Don't we Revenge of the Nerds? Is like, and then you think about like, oh,
like, oh yeah,
He raped the girl.
Yeah.
At a carnival.
In the bouncy house.
And he became more of a bouncy for the fact.
All right, so let's go over the top 10 that we have at the moment. So at number 10, we have Airplane.
Okay.
Which is an absolute classic.
Absolutely.
Huh? Yeah.
Don't call.
Motherfucking right.
I've had a bad day to quit sniffing glue.
Basically. number 9 is another one of my favorites, and that is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Okay.
Number 8, another great fucking flick, Beverly Hills Cop.
I almost said that too before.
Yeah. We also mentioned number 7, which is Coming to America. We mentioned number 6, which was Caddyshack. Number 5 is something that we didn't mention, Trading Places, which is another fantastic fucking film.
So Eddie Murphy's on that list so far 3 times.
Yeah, so far. we mentioned number 4, which was Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, which was Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, probably one of my favorites overall, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay.
And the number 1 spot goes to Vacation.
Really? So the Griswolds are on that list twice.
Yep.
Nobody cares about European Vacation because it was terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
And Vegas was great, but it was in 97 or 96.
Yeah, way later, yeah. Yeah, but see, those are the top 10. And this was actually like a really good list.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, like 80s was the shit. Especially seeing a couple good movies that featured, you know, the late great fucking John Candy is fucking fantastic on here too.
Was out of curiosity, in the higher numbers, was Ruthless People on that list, or Easy Money, or Fatso? Because those are classic films.
Let's see, I do not see either of those.
Ruthless People. That's with DeVito.
Mm-hmm. DeVito and Bette Midler.
No, I don't see any of them actually.
What about Mannequin?
What about what?
Mannequin.
I do not. I see the European Vacation's on here at number 39.
Again, because nobody liked it.
Yeah.
Adventures in Babysitting or Short Circuit?
Short Circuit, no. Porky's, yes. Porky's is number 50.
The Burbs?
The Burbs is 51. Short Circuit is 53.
Yeah. Wow. How long is this list?
There were a lot of 80s.
Dirty
Rotten. Has to be a big list.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is number 63.
Great movie.
Hell yeah. The Meaning of Life is number 69. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit on this fucking list. But wow. Mannequin is on here. Is actually number 74.
I don't know why I mentioned Mannequin was because that and Revenge of the Nerd, this thing of you had to have the, you know, black gay dude.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit on this fucking list. I'm going through it and it's still going. I'm at like number 94, which is Funny Farm. I don't remember seeing Funny Farm.
Funny Farm was funny ish.
they come to get you, Brian. It's like you're funny, sir.
Uh oh. Well, number 98, which is actually one of my favorites too, is The Golden Child, another fucking Eddie Murphy movie.
Murphy movie.
That, you know, that wasn't even really like that. It was a good movie though.
That was a fucking great movie, and it was hilarious too. I found a lot of shit funny, and I've rewatched it recently, and this actually still holds up as like a comedy.
What about like The World According to Garp?
Oh, I don't think that's Ruthless People is on here. It's okay, mile 4.
Oh, so it's really far, deep. Really far up.
It's deep. Yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot more shit. So for those that actually do want to go through this list, yeah, just go to ranker.com and just look for the funniest 80s movies. And you'll see them. Yeah. So that leads us into our mid song. Yeah. And this week I decided to go for something a little different. And I went with something a little softer than we usually go through. And I decided to go with Danny Worshnow, the lead singer of Asking Alexandria. And he came out with a single this past week that was actually pretty damn dope. And the song is called Happy. It's not like that Pharrell song, Happy, but it's actually pretty damn good. I like it. And I'm pretty sure you guys will enjoy it also. So, check it out. And we'll be right back.
I want
are back. Now, let's head into some geek shit. And this week we were talking about all the corona shits before, but I figured we'd go over some of the programs and movies that have actually been delayed and or canceled because of this bullshit. And it's a lot. So most of the shows that are filmed in front of a live studio audience have pretty much been like canceled or like suspended for a while, postponed until recordings or whatever. So like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and Price is Right, all of those shows pretty much got postponed. And well, eventually start filming, eventually, I guess. Also, like a lot of these CW shows, like Dynasty, The Flash, Supergirl, and Batwoman, both got postponed. The Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, all of those Chicago shows got pretty much canceled or put on hold. So much fucking shit. The Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards, the fucking all the talk shows, like The Colbert Report or The Colbert Show, Late Night Show. Yeah, that one pretty much is going to be like, yeah, we're going to record it eventually. Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, The Wendy Williams Show, Rachel Ray, The Daily Show. So many fucking shows. Fucking Live with Ryan, with Kelly and Ryan. The Good Morning America. Everything that basically had like any live studio audience basically is like, no, we're not going to do that ever again. Or at least until they decide to figure this shit out. But then there's also a lot of like a lot of the, I guess, reality shows like Survivor, The Amazing Race, and fucking American Ninja Warrior, The Bachelor. Those all got pretty much rescheduled as to when they're going to actually record it, because of course it has to be filmed, you know, in real time. And the fact that all this shit is going on, they're like, yeah, we're just going to hold off on actually doing this forever. Yeah, so it makes sense. That's only fair. And then they also have all these other shows that we like to watch, like Carnival Row or Falcon and Winter Soldier. That got postponed because it's shooting in Prague. And they're like, yeah, we're going to shut down this production so that way we can actually not die out here.
Right.
Atlanta, Fargo, Snowfall, Why the Last Man, which is a show that I'm actually like really looking forward to seeing. It's got postponed. The Russian Doll and fucking Stranger Things both got pulled for a few weeks until they decided to fucking figure that shit out.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking Lucifer, the next season. Lucifer got pretty much like put back for a while. Riverdale. So now the show that's on its like fucking fifth season, It's got another fucking delay. Fucking General Hospital, Grey's Anatomy, Grease and Frankie, so much fucking shit as far as TV wise. And then we go back to movies, and we got fucking one movie that I didn't know was actually even coming out, but it actually is the fucking Peter Rabbit 2.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Yeah, that got delayed until fucking August. That's kind of dumb. Because
I think it was supposed to come out around.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not coming out until August. I think we spoke about it last week, but James Bond got delayed until fucking October.
Mm-hmm.
Black Widow is still coming out soon, in May. But that one's staying, but Fast 9 got moved.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. Pretty much all the Disney shit got pretty much moved out of the way, too. So, like...
Have you heard about that, too?
Yeah, the
parks.
Disneyland and Disney World both got pretty much...
Oh, yeah.
Canceled for a while. For like about a month, I think it said.
Yeah, and Universal.
Yeah,
and all, Universal, the, yes. all the museums in New York. The
Broadway.
Broadway's dark for 30 days. Yep. Libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Not the schools, though.
Yeah, no, not the schools. Not the schools in New York, no. Thankfully, over here, all the schools are pretty much going on their spring break next week.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just going to have, I guess, probably like an extra week or whatever of time off and shit. So yeah, that's cool. I could dig it. It's fine with me.
Yeah, not like you're in school.
I know, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of shit that this fucking corona bitches are fucking around with. And that fucking sucks ass. I also forgot to mention a couple of movies. Well, the one movie that I was kind of looking forward to was The Quiet Place 2.
Mm-hmm.
That got pushed back. They don't say exactly when it's going to be, but yeah, it was supposed
It's indefinite.
Yeah. Mulan also got pushed back. New Mutants, which is a movie that's been pushed back so many fucking times.
Yep.
It's going to be pushed back one more time.
Nah, don't
worry.
They're used to it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. They're just like, I guess we'll put it out one day.
Huh. Eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, at least, lucky for us, The Mandalorian 2 wrap filming.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the best part of it. But what sucks is that it's already taking forever to fucking come out anyway. So
I know.
Yeah. It's all good. So I guess on a lighter note, I guess getting away from the sad bullshit,
mm-hmm.
We got some interesting news. Of course, I'm a huge fan of horror and, you know, the horror-y thing. And we got news that the Blumhouse is putting into production or into development a new Dracula movie.
Yay!
Yay! And it's basically going to be going with the whole, all the Universal monsters and shit like that, right? Which is something that they've been trying to do for a while.
Yeah.
And I guess being that The Invisible Man made over $100 million in theaters this last couple weeks.
I really want to see it. The ad campaigns have been spectacular in the New York City subways.
With a $7 million budget.
Yeah.
They've made so much more money than expected. They were like, fuck it, let's go all in on this shit on Dracula. And it's gonna be interesting. I kind of want to see what's gonna happen, because the person that's gonna be directing it and probably writing it is actually Karen Kasuma, whatever. She's gonna be directing it. She's actually the person that was actually directing Jennifer's Body, which I enjoyed a lot.
That was what the hell's her name?
Toe Thumbs.
Yeah, her.
Megan
Fox? Yeah, Megan Fox. Yeah, so she's going to be, well, not Megan Fox, but Karen Kasuma, she's going to be the one that's going to be directing Dracula. So it's going to be interesting. I'm kind of excited to see this. It also kind of has to, like, James Wan is a dude that's basically, like, overlooking a lot of this shit because, of course, he's kind of in charge of the whole Marvel, not Marvel, the Universal monsters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting. I'm kind of excited to see that. Oh my God, so I believe
they're going to have the initiative now.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great, actually. I'm very excited for it. I still want to see Invisible Man. And yeah, this is pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it, especially being that there are so many different iterations of Dracula.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder where they're going to go with this.
It's like it's going to totally differ from Bram Stoker. Definitely.
The TV show that they had recently on the Netflix.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
The Other Dracula Lives or whatever that came out a few years ago in like 2018, 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dracula
2000. Yeah, Dracula 2000, yeah.
That was such a bad movie.
It was really bad. But yeah, there's so much fucking Dracula shit out there. It's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen with it. We even had a Dracula in Blade. So yeah.
That's right, we did.
And so it's going to be interesting to see
Trinity. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, which is the dude that's in fucking Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah, he's Mick. I love that. I'm like, he's always going to be that shitty Dracula.
Yeah.
Despite him being Rory and being great.
Pretty much. But yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm very excited for a new Dracula movie being in direct development. So yeah, we'll see. We will see. Unfortunately, Franny did see it. She told me the other day or whatever, and she said The Invisible Man wasn't that great. But it made a lot of money, so
yeah,
can't be that bad. But then again, it could be, because there's a lot that makes a lot of money that's actually garbage. But
yeah,
we'll see. I still want to see it for myself.
Me too.
And Renee actually saw it, and he actually enjoyed it, so.
I'm still curious. Like I said, the marketing in the New York City subway system was fantastic.
That's one of the trailers that I actually did enjoy seeing, too, because, like, it's a different take on the story. Not only is he just like, oh, yeah, he fucking took some pills and shit like that. It hurt some other shit that happened. It's not just fucking him just disappearing because he fucking took some medicine. It's like he's into optical illusions and shit like that. So
it's I've always loved the whole premise behind The Invisible Man, especially like, do you remember Hollow Man with Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, I remember that movie.
So you know, I've always liked the premise of The Invisible Man, because like, it's almost like a drug. Like, you don't want to give it up because you can do everything that you wanted to do and get caught. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I still want to see it.
Yeah, I agree. The next thing that we got this week that was actually really interesting as well is that Robert Orsi, the guy that was behind The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is one of the better Spider-Man movies, is working on a new Spider-Man spinoff for Sony.
Interesting.
Yes. And this one actually takes place within the Sony universe, not the MCU.
Interesting. But
from what I've read, is that it can include people that, things that can still be in this that are still at Marvel, but that are characters that can be used as Silk, which is a female version of Spider-Man.
Yep, I remember that arc.
Venom, of course, which we've seen already in the whole, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Sony shit. Morbius, which will be coming out soon. And Silver and Black, which is Silver Sable and Black Cat.
Ooh.
Yes. So that right there is something that's very fucking interesting to me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So I'm very excited to see what Roberto Orsi has planned for Spider-Man. So yeah, seeing what's going to happen, what could be within, you know, the whole Spider-Man spinoff, and seeing how the whole non-MCU version of Spider-Man is going to turn out.
Now, like, so are we assuming it's going to be like, I mean, if they're going to use a female, like, so is it going to be like potentially Silk as a villain, or are they going to have like a Spider-Man in it that's not Tom Holland?
They're not really saying, like, it's just a spin-off. So it could be what they're doing, because we already have Venom, right? We already have Venom, which could be a bad guy, could be a good guy. We don't know yet. Could be Morbius, because we have Morbius coming out soon already. Could he be a bad guy? Could he be a good guy? You don't really know. We still have fucking Vulture in this.
Yeah.
Which we've seen in the trailer. So could they be coming up with some type of version of the Sinister Six in the whole Spider-Man universe? What could
that would be great.
That would be interesting. So I don't know. They could bring in more female characters. They could bring in fucking characters that we haven't even seen before. So I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with this.
Yeah, same.
And Roberto Orsi did a really good job with The Amazing Spider-Man 2, so I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this.
That movie, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, was a great movie. It was a great plot. We're talking Andrew Garfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the outfit was perfect. You know, casting was great all around. Jamie Foxx was spectacular despite the, you know,
CGI what they did with him.
Yeah, like, but I mean, him playing Electro was great.
Yeah, it was. You know? It was really good.
Yeah. I wish Rhino was in it more.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, Paul Giamatti is always good.
Paul Giamatti's great.
Yeah. So, like, you know, it'd be interesting to see if maybe he brings those characters in again. It's like, you know, because those guys weren't MCU.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see.
So we'll see. Well, yeah. Absolutely. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this. It would be dope if they actually bring back fucking Paul Giamatti as fucking Rhino in this as well.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm hoping, you know, if they can do it. That'd be great.
Yeah. But we'll see.
And we could finally finish that battle.
Yeah, exactly.
where the movie went, and you're like, oh.
Uh-huh.
The only thing about that movie I didn't like was the ending.
Yeah, pretty much. It was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's because they were trying to lead up for a third, but of course,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It's okay. So that should be out sometime within like the next 5 years or so, I guess.
Nice.
Another thing that was kind of interesting this week, and something that I'm a huge fan of, I am really excited to see the next Thor movie, which is Thor: mm-hmm. Love and Thunder. Some people aren't really on that train, but something that kind of leaked from somebody that actually has something to do with the damn thing. Vin Diesel actually couldn't shut the fuck up.
He went,
and
oh.
Yeah, he was just like, oh yeah, my bad, I shouldn't have said that. And he was basically saying that Guardians of the Galaxy will be making a cameo or possibly even a whole crossover. In Thor: Love and Thunder, so we kind of saw it at the end of the last Guardian, I believe it was, or was it the last Thor, that he basically put together the Asgardians of the galaxy.
Oh, I think it wasn't it in Infinity War?
I don't remember, but
I don't remember.
Like,
all right,
yeah, there we go.
All right, yeah, at the end,
yeah. So it would be cool to see the whole back and forth between, you know, the Guardians and Thor, because that shit is fucking hilarious. It's probably one of the best, you know, not so friendly but friendly team ups. So I'm excited to see that,
like, just the interaction between Rocket and Thor in the beginning of Infinity War, when, you know, like, Rocket gave him the eye.
Yeah. Between him and then that also, like, fucking Thor and Quill, like Star-Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was
great. Between Thor and fucking and Batista. She was great, too.
Dude, you also can introduce, like, Quill trying to back into good graces with Gamora, remember?
Right, yeah, because she did come back after being, you know, blipped and shit.
But that's also not our Gamora, though. That was right. The Gamora from the beginning of Guardians 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. It is. But it is interesting. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with that.
And maybe they'll cross over the Invisible Man, because did you see that poster that was fan-made?
No, I did not see that.
Somebody took the poster for the Invisible Man with what's her name from Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, right, yes, yes, yes.
And it's Drax.
Yeah, looking all creepy and shit in the background. Yeah. I did see that.
That was great.
Yeah, that was creepy as fuck. I'm excited to see fucking Thor 4 or Love and Thunder, however you want to call it. I'm excited for it.
It's the next movie with Korg. Come on.
Yeah, that too. Fuck yeah. We need more Korg.
So I was watching a thing on YouTube before, Screen Rant, where it was like the little hidden Easter eggs you might have not have caught within the MCU. And the best one was in Endgame, where Korg is playing video games. The shirt he's wearing is actually like one of Taika's main shirts.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. As long as we get Meek back, I'll be okay.
That's it's only right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're alive.
Basically. Yeah, so I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with Thor.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess continuing with the whole Marvel shit, we got a new trailer for Black Widow.
Oh yeah.
And this trailer completely sells it for me. Like, I was excited before.
But I'm, like, really excited.
Now, after seeing this trailer, I am really fucking excited to see this. Mostly because, of course, now we know a little bit of the story that's going to be happening.
Yeah, isn't it supposed to close out her story from Ultron?
Right. Yeah. Well, in a way, yes and no.
Yes and no, because of the ballet thing, at least. Sort of.
Yeah, kinda, whatever. So it kinda takes her back to where she's originally from, whatever, right? But from what it looks like in the trailer, or from what it looks like that I read, it's actually like she did actually survive the blip. She did come back. And this is actually taking place after everything, because of course she was in the trailer, she's basically like, I when I was an Avenger or whatever, or, you know, when I joined the Avengers. So there is a point that they say, okay, yeah, she's part of the Avengers. So we do know that already. And from what we see in the trailer, we see fucking Taskmaster learning everybody's fucking moves.
That was great. Just him watching the screen.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Which is a Taskmaster thing.
The only one that he can't learn is Deadpool.
Right. Deadpool still isn't in the universe yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm very excited to see what's going to happen with this, because we also see, like, throughout the trailer that he's literally mimicking Black Widow's moves as she's doing them.
Uh-huh.
Which is fucking insane.
How do you feel about his outfit?
It's a little too dark, but I get it. It makes sense.
Right. It makes sense that it looks very, like, mechanical too.
Yeah.
Because you figure he's gonna, you know, do his Taskmaster thing, and he's gonna want armor.
Right, exactly. So it makes sense. I can see why they would do that. But I'm more inclined to think about, like, yo, like, how is this all gonna play out? Because according to the trailer, of course, like I said, I'm keep going back to that, is that we see that he's infiltrated the Black Widows, or where all the Black Widows are training or whatever. So, like, right. The Red Room. he basically is like, I'm in charge of all of them or whatever in a way. Mm-hmm. And you see the Black Widows going after Black Widow.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of interested to see, like, oh my God, how is this going to play out? Like, how does this fucking work? It looks really fucking interesting.
It really does.
So I'm like, okay, I am completely in on this right now. Like, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. This, of course, like I said, this movie got pushed back a little bit. So I guess we're going to have to wait a little bit more for it.
Right. But.
But I don't think it's going to be too much longer because Marvel doesn't want to fuck around with a lot of their dates because a lot of the shit is already, you know, systematically placed.
Yeah.
For their release and shit. So we'll see.
You can't stop the pipeline, you know, like. If you postpone a movie more than, say, a month with them, it's going to shake up and kind of kill schedules with other with actors. Yeah, I mean, all the behind-the-scenes workers that are, you know, like, they all have other jobs aside from the MCU. Mm-hmm. And that'll just mess up everything. It'd be a catastrophe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Do you have anything for Brian?
No. We got nothing.
Alex, you got anything?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, it's a regular size episode this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why regular size, all the shit that's been going on.
Yeah. Right. There really has been a lot going on. It's all the fucking the death and shit that's been happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go to InterCityGeeks.net. We have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have... I just released today, as of this recording, It's Poppin' with Franny the Film Snob, or Franny the Fangirl, who is usually on here. Yeah, so she and I did an episode just talking about Jojo Rabbit. It's a really fun listen, so you guys can go check that shit out. So go to intercitygeeks.net. You'll find that. You also find Brian2J Presents stuff on there, but he also has most of his shit on Brian2JPresents.com. So you can go there.
Check it out, folks.
Word. Also, earlier this week, I also posted the bonus round that I did with Brian as well.
Yeah, so you get to hear about my... fun time at Toy Fair. The last big event that wasn't canceled.
Yeah, exactly. The last big event that was barely even touched.
Right.
Yeah. So we have that on there. We also have Comics World, Manga Time, Anime World, Inner City Geeks Turntable, First Watch, Good Games, the ICDPW Slamcast. The Inner City Geeks webcomic, which will be coming back soon. I still have to fucking send Alex his script suggestions.
No pressure. Pressure.
I know. But yeah, so much fucking shit on InnerCityGeeks.net. So make sure you go check that shit out. Also on InnerCityGeeks.net, you'll find a link to some really cool affiliates that we have. So you can find a link to Amazon. On that link, you could actually get your first free month of Amazon Prime if you do not use Amazon Prime at the moment. And that'll give you access to a bunch of shit. Of course, you will get like free like second day or next day deliveries. But not only just that, but you also get Amazon Music for free. You also get Amazon Video for freezies. So you get a bunch of cool shit on there, especially for Amazon, you know. Amazon video, Prime Video, like a lot of the shows that we watch on here is on Amazon Prime. So, like, you know, you can watch The Hunters or you can watch fucking The Boys or Good Omens or Jack Ryan, The Marvelous Miss Maisel. So much fucking shit on Amazon. Tons of fucking movies as well. So, yeah, you can do that. Just click on that link. It'll take you there. Then you're going to get your first free month for, of course, for freezies. Duh. I just said free twice. But yeah, check that shit out. Or if you want, you just fucking want to buy shit on Amazon, just click through that link and go buy shit on there. Because why not? It doesn't hurt you. You just got to click that link and then just buy whatever you want on fucking Amazon. Why not, right? So check that out. Also on innercitygeeks.net, we'll have a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a company that sells cool-ass motherfucking clothes. So like shirts and t-shirts. Well, shirts and t-shirts, it's the same thing. But t-shirts, you know, long sleeves, hoodies, sweatshirts, hats. Tons of cool fucking shirts with cool designs. Check that shit out. And when you're going to check out, type in Inner City Geeks and check out for 15% off of your entire purchase. That's right. 50% off of your entire purchase, as well as you can even get fucking game codes for Steam and shit too on there. So go do that. If you want the games, go do that. Also on InnerCities.net, you'll find a link to Kushly, which is a place that you get some CBD goodness. You got, you know, CBDs is the thing that makes you feel good, makes you gives you the effects of some really good hemp, but doesn't get you high like regular weed. So why the fuck not, right? We all want to feel good, so why not try out some CBD? You got oils and lotions and gummies and so much other shit on there. So make sure you go check that out and get 50% off when you click on that link. You go buy some shit through there. Why the fuck not, right? We all want 50% off, so go do it. And then finally, we have a link to some beardly goodness with Beard Octane. BeardOctane.com has everything that you would want to make sure that your beard looks fucking good. Makes it look good, makes it feel good, keeps you hydrated, keeps you feeling fresh. So make sure you check that shit out. InnerCityGeeks.com, .net, not .com. InnerCityGeeks.net. At the bottom of the page, find that link to fucking Beard Octane. And when you're going to buy something on a purchase or whatever, you just type in ICG10. That's right, you guessed it, 10% off of your entire purchase. So go do it. That's fucking good. And it's good for you, and it's good for your beard if you want to grow a beard. If you're trying to grow a beard, you can always use that shit too, because why not, right? All those products, especially the beard oils, are good for your skin, which will help you build a better beard. So why not check it out, right?
Right.
You can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, as well as Google Podcast and motherfucking Spotify. Yes, and you could also find the show on the socials. So you could find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/InnerCityGeeks. The Twitters at InnerCityGeeks, on the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. Where can we find you guys, Brian?
You can find me updating my website, bright2jpresents.com. The newest video is now live.
Yay.
The McFarlane Toys Batman figures, both the Detective Comics 1000 and Ooh. Animated series versions.
Nice.
So I did a double review because I'm like, why am I going to review one Batman and then review another? So
just do all the Batmans.
Do all the Batmans. And, you know, you can find me on social media, Instagram, Bright2JPresents. You could check out the website, Bri2J Presents, on YouTube, and please like, comment, share, and subscribe. And I have lots of content coming, so stay tuned.
Word. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
Me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-E-D, and on Instagram, D-I-N period E-D.
Yay. And you can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Fuck, this was a good round of the show.
And we're getting closer to 200.
Getting closer to 200. I'm going to have an announcement, I guess, next week for 200. Of course, we've mentioned it before, but 200, we're planning on possibly doing a live episode. Mm-hmm. So meaning that we'll have the regular show, but you'll be able to see all of our weird faces on here.
Yep.
And you'll also be able to hear and to interact with us on in the chats and shit. So that's going to be fucking interesting. Yeah, so check that shit out in another couple weeks. But also something else that may be coming through the pipeline for the 200th episode. So yeah, check all that shit out. Say your goodbyes, everybody.
Goodbyes, everybody.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And before we go, I likes to play some music. Of course, we had a song earlier with Danny Warsnope from Asking Alexandria. So I figured, why not play another song? But this time from Asking Alexandria, which is his actual band. And they just released a song like about 2 weeks ago or so. And it's actually a really dope song. It's a lot faster than the previous song that I played a couple seconds ago. Well, a couple minutes ago. And the song is called Anti-Socialist. And it's a great fucking song. So I know you gotta fucking enjoy it. So don't be a dick. Wash your fucking hands, you nasty fucks. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Don't buy PP, ladies and gentlemen.
I had a dream once, all by myself with no one else. I thought I'd die and gone to heaven. Then I woke up and everybody wanted something. Reaching out, don't fucking touch me. So I take pills to induce sleep, but I always wake up. I'm